I'm Dave Benton with your Lansing update from 1320WILS.com. The next fiscal year budget was already approved this week, but the Lansing School Board still has some issues to resolve, like the alternative education program at the Hill Center. Laura Slee of Education Options spoke with WILS.
We've had changes in leadership. We've had to change formats. Just there hasn't been a lot of consistency.
Speaking out to lawmakers, the Michigan Education Association hosted a rally at the state capitol today. Close to 5,000 school employees, teachers, and citizens were on hand to promote public education funding. Carrie Birmingham from the MEA spoke with WILS.
We have not made public education a priority for our students. We have cut and cut and cut, and we've had such an unstable system that our school districts are basically forced to guess to what level of funding they're going to get.
The Democrats were in the spotlight earlier this week, and tonight it's the GOP's turn. WILS's Rich Hurl has more.
It's the second time this week that a gubernatorial debate is taking place in Grand Rapids, where the Republican candidates will be discussing the hot topics tonight. It comes as Congressman Pete Hoekstra looks to regain the lead that he lost to Attorney General Mike Cox in the latest Lansing-based Epic MRA survey. Pollster Bernie Porn spoke with WILS.
I would assume that he will start running contrasting ads, assuming that, again, that he has the financial resources to do so. And I keep hearing that the Hoekstra campaign is short on funds. I don't know whether that's true or not.
Porn also says he expects Hoekstra to verbally counter some of the recent endorsements gained by Cox from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce and Michigan Right to Life. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
A man accused of beating his mother to death waived his right to a preliminary hearing today and will now stand trial. 28-year-old Robert Corwin is being charged with first-degree murder after attacking his 57-year-old mother, who died later that week. No trial date has been set. Well, there were thunderstorms aplenty yesterday in mid-Michigan, but that wasn't the only thing Mother Nature had in store for us. WILS's Michael Cohen has more.
Thunderstorms, power outages, tornado watches, and now Lansing area residents experiencing an earthquake. Well, from a distance at least. In fact, people across Michigan reported feeling the ground shaking yesterday afternoon, which was in fact due to a distant quake. Kaz Fujita is a geologist at Michigan State University.
It's a magnitude 5.5 earthquake located about 40 miles north of Ottawa, Canada. It was felt widely through the entire northeastern U.S., eastern Canada.
Although the tremors affected several areas in Michigan, no damage or injuries reported. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.
Not great news for unemployment in the Lansing area, but every bit helps. The latest numbers show unemployment at 10.2%, down from 10.5% last month. Michigan's overall jobless rate is currently at 13.6%. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio. Fox News every hour, and local programming with Tony Conley mornings and Jack Ebling afternoons. I'm Dave Benton with 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.